This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher, president of thecitywire.com. And, Michael, I'm going to assume that maybe you have a new haircut.
A new haircut?
The reason I ask is the City Wire, as of a couple mornings ago, has a brand new look, so I thought maybe you did too.
No. Of course, my wife probably wishes I would get my hair cut and shave the beard, but no, I'm still the same old fat boy from Johnson County. But yes, the City Wire has a brand new look. Not only a new look, but a much more broad platform. We are now, with the look, focused also on providing content, providing news, business, political information, cultural information on the Northwest Arkansas region also. Our instincts were that people in the Fort Smith area and the Northwest Arkansas area are also interested in what goes on in the other region. That was our instinct, and so far that's proven to be true.
Well, I'm very interested in something that happened with the Sebastian County Quorum Court Tuesday night when it was a 7-6 vote deciding to not move forward on an aquatics facility that I thought was kind of flowing nicely.
Well, no pun intended.
Yeah.
A lot of us that were watching thought that was going to go, but apparently members of the Quorum Court, several members of the Quorum Court, feel that they haven't been, that the issue hasn't been properly vetted. They want to know more information. They were concerned about who would own the property. They were concerned about there were some that were concerned that the county lawyer hadn't reviewed the document that was written by the city's attorney. Now, Ray Gossick with the city of Fort Smith has come back and said, look, we've answered all these at several joint study sessions over the past 2 years. Kyle, this is just one. It came out of left field. It'll be interesting to see. They may have a special meeting later next week or later this week even. It'll be interesting to see how that vote goes down. But, you know, our March 13th election has that issue on the ballot. So if the county decides not to support it, that particular ballot item may be moved.
But as of now, this is not necessarily a permanent rejection as much as perhaps a potential hold?
Well, that's the question, you know, is it? Well, the first thing it does, or it gives ammunition to any the folks that are against maybe spending tax dollars on an aquatics park. They're going to say, look, these guys have had concerns with it, and you should too. But, you know, it depends on how quickly the Quorum Court moves to approve it. It'll be interesting to see what else is said. But it appears that just – you know, as a journalist looking at it, it appears that County Judge David Hudson didn't have all the votes and hadn't communicated properly with all the members of his quorum court before they pushed this forward.
That was Tuesday night. Earlier on Tuesday, the Arkansas jobless rates for December were released for a fourth straight month. It did not go up, and for a third straight month, it went down. And in fact, since September, now a little bit more than dropped half a point. Now 7.7%.
Right. If you're looking for good economic news, December brought some with the rate. However, we're still, I believe, about 34. I think it's about the 34th consecutive month that our employment rate, our jobless rate in the state, has been above 7%. Now, Arkansas was one of about 46 states, or one of 46 states, to post an unemployment rate decrease in December. And what's interesting, if you look back 2 years, in December 2009, the unemployment rate was 7.9%, and in December 2010, it was 7.9%. Of course, this month, it was 7.7%. So, and that ties somewhat into the economic forecast event that was held there in Northwest Arkansas yesterday, where they talked about things improving in Arkansas and around the nation, but just continuing at this very slow pace in terms of economics, economic reports improving.
Yeah, the takeaway there was it's not great, but it doesn't look like it's going to get horribly worse.
Right, and then, you know, and they talked again about this threat of a double dip recession is becomes less and less each month. So let's hope so. I mean, the one sector though in Arkansas, Kyle, that's still just reeling is the manufacturing sector. Employment was up to about 155,000 in December, which is just up 200 jobs from November. But you know, it's still that number is still more than 34% lower than it was in January 2001 when we began the previous decade, and we're down to manufacturing levels that the state had in early 1968.
The governor was in our region yesterday. He talked to a gathering of aerospace interests in Fort Smith. He also was at Sparks Regional to look at telemedicine for stroke victims opportunities and also discussed a little bit about the severance tax.
Correct. He has said, Chef Hill Nelson, who's a former energy industry guy, he's run for governor before unsuccessfully. He is pushing a ballot initiative that would raise Arkansas's severance tax from 5% to 7%. It would also eliminate some of the what he calls loopholes in Arkansas severance tax law, but it's some rules that allow drillers to recover. It minimizes their risk in terms of how much they pay out on the rig in their first months of drilling, but. Beebe is now, he has said in the past that he probably wouldn't actively campaign for it, but he'd probably go vote for it. But he's now reevaluating that, he said, because of this, what's called the Brown Dense Formation in southern Arkansas, which is it's where, you know, a lot of people forget, but they used to drill a lot of oil, gather a lot of oil in South Arkansas in this geologic formation. Half of that formation is in Louisiana, half is in Arkansas, and Beebe says that he's concerned that if we boost our severance tax rate, that'll put us in a competitive disadvantage with Louisiana, and the drilling for the oil and the natural gas in that play would shift to Louisiana instead of being Arkansas. Well, that's his concern. That's why he's taking a second look now at this proposed severance tax initiative.
What might that mean for the severance tax success at the ballot?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, the industry proponents can argue that, you know, we just raised the tax in 2008. Let's not kill the industry. Natural gas prices that are still at historic lows, so the margins are virtually nil for some of these folks. The other thing, you know, that the governor, if he wants to actively campaign against it, I mean, he could say, for example, Southwestern Energy said they're going to spend around $240 million on what they call their new ventures efforts. And some of that includes drilling in this smack-over brown dense formation in southern Arkansas. So it raises questions. I mean, Beebe has remained popular, even as a Democrat in Arkansas, he's remained very popular, and I still think he has some coattails that could help or hurt the cause.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, thank you.
Hey, thanks for talking to us.